that raag Bhatiyari is supposed to be sung in the midnight. And how that the raag was being sung in the first decade of 20th century, between 1901-1910, in those days when Prabhupada was just born, in those days they were singing these ragas very, very, very prominently. So how it is correlated? When Sachi Mata came to know Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is now living, so Sridhar came and he bought pumpkin, the last pumpkin that grew on his thatched root, a roof. You know, he had a roof and many holes were there, but one pumpkin would grow every day on the creeper. Sridhar is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's very, very, very dear devotee, and no one knew him, who is he. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go to his place every day. And nobody knew in that period where Mahaprabhu is. In Navadvip Dham. In Navadvip Dham is a place called Simantadvip. And in Simantadvip there is a place called Sridhar Angan, where Sridhar had his house. And in during that time when Mahaprabhu would go there, nobody would know where Mahaprabhu has gone now. They would wonder, where is he? And daily 3 hours he would spend there, bargaining with him for the banana leaves. He would say banana leaves, banana flower, banana fruit, everything of banana. And Mahaprabhu would bargain everything. And then hours and hours, and then Kolavecha Sridhar. And then would take finally everything free only. Such a time pass looking activity he would do. Is it not true? Supreme Lord has come down to the earth 48 years ke liye aaye hain. Itna bada mission leke aaye hain. And he is spending 3 hours a day in doing something which is very stupid actually. What is that? Where is the mission for those 3 hours? But that showed that how much he was happy with Kolavecha Sridhar. So when Kolavecha Sridhar had his thatched roof hut, and there was a creeper of pumpkin, and one pumpkin would grow every day. One pumpkin would grow every day. And that pumpkin he would give Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Amazingly, this Sridhar Kolavechana was so much unknown that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed Mahaprakash Lila, 21 hours, Sat Prahari Lila. So he was calling one by one devotee. He called Dukhi first and gave her love of Godhead. Then he called it. Suddenly called, call Sridhar. So everybody is wondering, who is Sridhar? They are looking, who is Sridhar? They did not know only, who is Sridhar? Bolo. They have never heard a name of Sridhar also. So they asked the Lord only, Lord, how do we get Sridhar? So they go to Simantadvip and put your ears alert. And when you hear the holy name, go in that direction. And you will go to the hut of the Sridhar Kolavecha. You will find him chanting. He will have a dhoti which will have more holes than the cloth. But he will be chanting the holy name. So they went like mad searching for him. And they were like attracted like a magnet to the hut where he was chanting. And then they said, Lord Chaitanya is calling you. He said, Lord Chaitanya is calling me. So he fainted there. He became unconscious. He could not believe. And they could not believe, what kind of person is this? As soon as I told this line, this fellow felt unconscious. So they lifted him unconscious and brought him unconscious condition, like a dead body in one sense, all the way to Srivasangan. Even today also, it is 5 kilometers. Even today also. Because it is not in the mainland Simantadvip. From Simantadvip, you have to go to Sridharangan, you have to walk inside 2 kilometers. It's in the middle of jungle today also. So from there you come. Yes. From that place. From there you go behind the temple and walk for 1.5 kilometers. Then Sridhar Angan comes there. We take people on Yatra there, in our hospital Yatra. So from there they lifted him and they brought him all the way to Srivasangan. Where is Srivasangan? Just near our Mayapur temple. And they presented Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sridhar in unconscious condition. And he said, Sridhar, wake up, Sridhar. Immediately he woke up. And everybody was wondering, wow, what a devotee he is. Just look at his condition, but such an exalted devotee, Mahaprabhu is calling him for Mahaprakash Leela. So that devotee, in the evening of that Makar Sankranti day, he came with the last pumpkin and presented to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave that pumpkin to his mother and said, please cook kheer of that pumpkin. It's a very typical khajur ka gud, milk and grated pumpkin and some spices like ilaichi and all. With that pumpkin is made. Sachi Mata made that pumpkin kheer and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu honored that kheer. And then everybody went to sleep. But because there is love, na, Sachi Mata sensed ki something is going to happen today. So she woke up. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that time was meeting his wife and telling her that I am leaving. So she said, yes, my Lord, I know you are leaving. But if that is what pleases you, I am not going to come in the way of your mission and what is your pleasure. So I will cooperate with you. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately produced a murti of himself, Dhameshwar Gauranga. And he said that, with this murti, I will be always with you. And whenever you cook anything, atapana hai. That murti is there in, that is not there now. I'll tell you the story, whole story. So he produced a murti and he gave it to her, his wife. And he told, ki this murti, I will be always with you in this formless murti. Because he knew that as a wife of a sannyasi, he will be never able to meet her. Neither she will be able to come to see her anywhere. Mother can go to see, but wife cannot go to see. So he assured her, I will be with you. And whatever you cook, I will accept your food every day through this murti. So she accepted her murti, and then she touched his feet, did parikrama, and then Lord left her room. And then when Lord left her room, and he was about to leave home for taking sannyas, Hare Krishna. So he was about to leave, and that time Sachi Mata was already up from her bed and he was standing at the doorstep from where he would go. So naturally she was standing over there. So now Lord had to interact with her. So it is said that Rag Bhatiyari was sung by her that time by Sachi Mata. In that rag she was singing that, why are you going? Is that Virabhav. Virabhav. Very intense Virabhav. And this happened in the middle of the night only. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not go in the evening. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left home in the middle of the night. So that time, in the middle of the night, she was singing in this rag. That is Rag Bhatiyari. Which is a very deep rag of separation, Virabhav. The combinations are like heart-rending. Really, we can sing sometimes. We know the notations, we can sing that. And Maharaj would sing it for hours and hours and hours together in Pune Yatra. That will start at 11:30 and till 1:30 we'll sing. Pitch silence, nobody, only candles and the Lord's deity. And 2,000 devotees, 500 devotees would sing in the garden, in the cold. So finally then he left. So now you are answering your question, where the deity went. The deity was there only in the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's house. First, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's father left, na, Jagannath Mishra. And Mahaprabhu went to Gaya and did Shraddha and came back and all transformations. Then Vishnupriya was there at home. And then he decided to take sannyas. After that, he left. And they stayed for many years there. After some time, Sachi Mata also left. She died. Because Bansivadan Thakur was the incarnation of flute. And Ishan Thakur. These both were there in the house, taking care of these two ladies. Two widows. I'm not widows. One is Sannyas's wife and one is widow. So Bansiwada Thakur wrote many poetries, crying in ecstasy. He was crying ki how I cannot see the pain of Sachi Mata and Vishnupriya. Why the Lord has kept me alive to see these painful situations of these two ladies. Many, many poetries are there. Very beautiful songs are written. So then Sachi Mata also left one day. And only Vishnupriya remained. Then Nityananda Prabhu had predicted that after 100 years of Chaitanya, within 100 years of Mahaprabhu's appearance, Ganga Devi will flood Antardvip, Mayapur. It was already predicted. The Lord will conceal his dham where he appeared. So when that time came, they moved to Koladvipa, which is today called Navadvip city. Today's geographical Navadvip city is in Koladvipa. What is technically Koladvip, spiritually Koladvip, is today's Navadvip. So today if you go there, they have a house there where Ishan Thakur and Bansiwada Thakur stayed with Vishnupriya with the deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Dhameshwar Gauranga, and she worshipped that deity in that place. And then when she was 96 years old, she also left. So you know which year she became a wife of sannyasi, which year Mahaprabhu took sannyas?
1486
plus 24, 1510, that is the year he took sannyas, right? Logically that time she was only 16 years old. So from 16 year old till she became 96, you know how she lived? She used to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra and put one rice grain here. She put some pau kilo here and chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one mantra, full 16 word mantra. Put one grain here and whole day she would chant. And in the evening, whatever is gathered on this side, she would cook, offer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's murti and eat. And again would chant. And again next day she would do this same thing. Only when Sachi Mata was alive, at one point of time, Hare Krishna. I told her very clearly, until Friday only. Third. Third, fourth. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, when he disappeared?
At 48.
So which year is that?
1534.
Hey na? So what is the age of Sachi Mata, Vishnupriya at that time? She is 8 years younger to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas in 24. That time she was 16. So she must be 40 years old. After that, also she was there only in the same place. In Antardvip, where she, her husband was there, Sasu was there, Jagannath Mishra was there, that same place. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world, Acharya Srinivas and one more person, Acharya Srinivas and Shamanand Pandit, both these devotees came to visit the place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's house. And Nityananda Prabhu had personally got Acharya Srinivas to the house of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Nityananda Prabhu told that Acharya Srinivas that you perform Navadvip Parikrama. So he said, whom should I go with? So he said, you find some good devotee. So Acharya Srinivas humbly presented, can you personally give me yatra? So Nityananda Prabhu agreed. And the first place was Jagannath Mishra's house, Yogpeet. And when he got there, he immediately felt unconscious. He said, why I am so unfortunate? Why I am there in the world only? Mahaprabhu performing pastimes and I am somewhere. Why I could not come to this place and visit Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So he felt unconscious. So Sachi Mata was so pleased looking at this young boy. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had predicted that my effulgence my tej, my ojas will appear as Acharya Srinivas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tej himself, you know, effulgence. So she was very impressed with him. So that time she told, Satchi Mata told Vishnupriya to cook a feast for Srinivas Acharya. Maybe that is the only time she must have cooked a big feast. Otherwise, all time she was only counting rice grains. It is said that when Acharya Srinivas was there and eating the prasad, he was in so much ecstasy because Vishnupriya had cooked and Sachi Mata was serving him and assisted by Bansivadan Thakur and Ishan Thakur. All the great souls were there. So he was only experiencing ecstasy. And then they performed kirtan, and in that kirtan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared for a flash of second. And again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after seeing Mahaprabhu Chaitanya, Acharya Srinivas fainted. And then they went to Srivasangan. And then Shabanand Pandit, he was Dukhi first. Dukhi Krishna, he was named as Dukhi Krishna. Before going to Vrindavan, his Guru Maharaj told him to go to Navadvip. So he also visited the house of Sachi Mata and all these things. And that time again, feast was cooked. Why I told this? Because only this kind of occasions, only she cooked some feast. I don't think she must have eaten the feast. Because she was in that mood. That is why Prabhuji, whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, we read. And how much references there of this Vishnupriya Devi? Very little. You got married, or married ka description is there, and then finally departure description is there. After that, for 24 years, Mahaprabhu lived in this world. And in the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is not a single mention of Sachi Vishnupriya Devi. But if you ask me, the whole Mahaprabhu's Madhya Leela and Antya Leela is only by the mercy of Vishnupriya. Because she accepted that my husband I will spare for the world and I will live in separation. That's why Mahaprabhu Chaitanya is wandering in South India and 18 years in Jagannath Puri Rath Yatra and Gundicha Marjan and this and that, and everybody is converted. Sarvam Bhattacharya is converted and Brahmanand Bharati. Everybody's pastimes, Paramananpuri is well, and all those wonderful things happened. Most wonderful things happened. It's because of what? Because one lady is living alone there, in seclusion, chanting the whole day, shedding tears of separation, worshipping the deity of Dhameshwar Gauranga. Aisa. So, ye jo bhav hai na viraka, it is expressed in this rag, Bhatiyari. Or big raga, Patmanjari Damka. And that also, that raga is. There are many ragas, and each vira also is different, Prabhuji. Vira is not the same, everything is not the same. In some viraha, there is a hope of meeting. It's like you are in abroad, she is here, and she is in separation. But she knows ki he will come someday. After in vacation, he will come. So in some viraha, there is an expectation of meeting sometime. But in some viraha, there is no expectation of meeting. The person is gone. He is dead. Is it different or not?
It's intense.
Ah.
So, Kalmik lecture I go to the teacher. The teacher says that Ashwini Kutla Kunda Kunda Kunda
Kunda Kunda Kunda
Kunda Kunda Kunda Kunda Kunda Kunda Kunda Kunda Kunda Kunda Kunda Kunda Kunda Kunda
Kunda Kunda Kunda Kunda Kunda
Kunda
I'll tell the story to you. There's something called as Prem One. Let me complete this first part. So, here Mahaprabhu Chaitanya is exhibiting love of Godhead and giving the Ras Lila love to everybody through Haridam Sankirtan. He has transformed that most private, what do you call, nobody else can participate, only gopis can participate. Na? That kind of intense happiness, he made it public. So much ecstasy he spread around. But Vishnupriya is sacrificed so much so that Krishna in the form of Mahaprabhu can do all these things for the whole world deliverance. So all of us need to be ultimately grateful to Vishnupriya because she is the one who sacrificed the treasure of the heart for all of us. So that Mahaprabhu could perform the Leela, Krishnadas Kaviraj could write the Leela, Raghunath Das could describe the Leela, Krishnadas could take all the notes, Murari Gupta and Swarup Damodar could take the notes down in the Karchas, and all that was compiled by Krishnadas Kaviraj. By all this happened because of whom actually? Because of Vishnupriya Devi. Vishnupriya Devi accepted the Lord's request, accepted Lord's plan as her own plan. She accepted the Lord's plan very willingly. What she said, if that is what is going to please you, I am not going to come in the way to hinder your desire. If that is what is going to help make you happy, then I don't mind whatever your desire is. So this is very, when we go to Dhameshwar Gauranga na Yatra in Navadvip Dham, there's a place called Dhameshwar Gauranga in Koladvipa. From the Dvipa, if you get on the boat, it's about 10 minutes you can go there. Very beautiful temple. And they also have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus chappals, paduka, silver paduka is a big. That also they can show you when you go there. The two things are there. Paduka, Mahaprabhu gave. Mahaprabhu stood on the paduka and gave paduka to Vishnupriya. And he revealed his murti and also gave to Vishnupriya. Dhameshwar Gauranga. No, deities are wooden deities, you are right. They are like this. Big eyes, standing like this. Most eager to give mercy, sir. But the inner bhav of that murti is that Vishnupriya has served him for 80 years of her life. 80 years with so much of conviction, so much of faith, that she is expressed her pativratya by serving the deity for 80 years in such a way. You know what I was telling them just now? One Mahamantra, one grain of rice put over here. In the evening, collect all the collected rice and cook and only eat that much once in a day. Wife, Vishnupriya, second wife. First wife died because of snake bite. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya for his father's Shraddha, at that time Lakshmi Priya could not bear his separation. So externally she was bitten by a snake, but internally she could not maintain her life because without Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu, before coming back, she left her body. And then Mahaprabhu was approached by one Vanmali Prabhu. Vanmali. And he proposed the daughter of Vishnupriya's father's name I forgot. So that marriage was performed, second marriage. Yes, yes, very much, very much. Lakshmipriya also Vashla Expans Radharani. So the story of Prem Sarovar is like this, that first of all, you know where is Prem Sarovar, any idea? Prem Sarovar is in Barsana, very close to Barsana. Technically out of Barsana, but very close to Barsana, on the way to Nandagaon. And Prem Sarovar is in Prem 1, something called as Prem 1. And the story of Prem 1 is, you know that Krishna and Radharani were born at the bank of Jamuna, right? Radharani was born in Rawal, Krishna was born in Mathura, brought back to Gokul, right? So these were all banks of Jamuna. But after some time, because of every day's atrocity of demons coming, every single day crossing Jamuna, it was too unsafe. So they shifted. At the age of Krishna, 3 years and 4 months, they shifted. So from Gokul, Krishna went to Nandgaon. And from Rawal, Radharani went to Barsana. And there, when they met for the first time, the place is Prem 1, where they met. Very beautiful, long stories there, how they met there. So that Prem 1 is a very beautiful place. So one day in the Prem 1, they were sitting, looking at each other. Now the thing is that when I look at you, I may not be able to look at you more than 2 minutes. But when there is love between Radha and Krishna, they can look into each other's eyes for hours together. And they will not blink also. So when they were looking at each other, totally engrossed, completely forgetting everything in the world, what's happening around, totally internalized, experiencing intense love between the two. That bumblebee came. She started revolving between the two, making sound, you know. So they were getting disturbed because of their meditation was disturbed. But coward boys were just playing around. So one of the name of bumblebee is Madhu. Madhu Mukhi Vise, na? And Krishna's friend also is called Madhu Mangal. So he also Madhu. And Krishna also is Madhu, Madhusudan. So commonality of Madhu word is there between the three personalities. One the bumblebee, Krishna and Madhu Mangal. So looking at Radharani's disturbance, Krishna said, "Hey Madhu, please chase the Madhu away." So Madhu Mangal came and with great efforts chased the bumblebee away. And he said, "Madhu has gone." Now see, they are in normal conditions, like we are sitting normally here. We are in our own senses here. We are completely aware of the surroundings and we know what's happening. But if we are all in intense emotions, so then everything is perceived in a different way. When you are intensely emotional, I use one slight bad word for you, you will just flare up like anything because already you are in intense emotion. Na? That's usually happens. Na? When already you are sad, you have failed your exam and you are crying, your boyfriend has left you, and suddenly somebody comes and tells you, "You are a cheater, you didn't give me 100 rupees back that time." So that 100 rupees matter will be like flared up like anything. You will be saying, you will get so mad on that because the situation is so volatile. This is a worldly example. But they are in the intense emotional experience between each other of love. And at that time she hears the word that Madhu has gone. This is another type of viraha, which is called as anticipatory viraha. When, suppose when you got married, they are putting haldi on you. Okay? It's a happy occasion. Everybody is singing songs and putting haldi on you. But your mother may be crying that time. Why she is crying? She's anticipating. Now this girl will go away. In 10 days' time, she'll be gone. She's there. She's right there in front of you. You can hug her, kiss her, embrace her, do whatever you want. But mother is crying for what? Anticipatory separation. So when she heard that Madhu has gone, she went in that mood of anticipatory separation. She thought Krishna is going to go away now. And she started crying. And when beloved is crying, you can't not cry. He also started crying. Both are there in front of each other, but both are crying. So then, she actually felt that Krishna has gone, although he was right in front of her. She started crying more. And looking at her agony, Krishna started crying more. And both the tears came together and formed a pond called Prem Sarovar. So this is one form of tears, viraha. Another form is when Radharani one day came in time for Raslila, but Krishna came late. So because he came, he was not there, she felt very angry and she left. She crossed Jamuna. And across Jamuna, she went and sat and cried. Angry, hot tears. Also in separation only, but in anger. Why it didn't come? So whatever tears, hot tears she shed, Mansarovar was formed. Another tear story I'll tell you. There's a place called Prema Vival Kunda. If you go towards Nandagaon, first thing comes is Prema Sarovar on left side. You go further go, on right side, Prem Vival Kund comes. Now one day Radharani is, this is a day for worshipping Devi. So Radharani is coming with her paraphernalia and looking for a Devi, where Devi? So Krishna meets her on the way and tell her, "Where are you going?" "Sir, I am searching for a Devi, I want to worship Devi." "So Devi, she is here only. Right? I just came out of this forest. Go inside, there is the Devi, you can worship her." So innocent and so bully she is. So she immediately went inside on the word of Krishna. She's standing on the main road. She went inside, searched everywhere. And she came out. Again she met Radharani. And he said, "You don't worship Devi? Our paraphernalia is unused. Your plate is unused." "No, I went everywhere. I searched everywhere. Every inch I searched. There's no Devi there." "I said, what are you telling? I just took darshan and came. Just go and search again." So again she went inside. Again she searched everywhere. And again she came out. She said, "Where is the Devi? There is no Devi." Krishna said, "What is this? I just told you I came, I took darshan of Devi and came out. प्लीज गो अँड फाईंड प्रॉपरली. दिस टाईम शी वेंट ना वेअर शी हॅड सर्च्ड बिफोर टू टाइम्स, देअर शी फाउंड अ देवी. सो इमिजिएटली शी वॉज हॅपी, अरे हाऊ आय मिस्ड देवी, आय केम हिअर बट हाऊ आय मिस्ड, एनी वे फॉरगेट अबाउट इट, आय फाउंड देवी, लेट मी वर्शिप हर. सो शी स्टार्टेड ओपनिंग हर पॅरेफेरिना, पुटिंग लाइटिंग द कॅन्डल अँड एव्हरीथिंग, वॉट एव्हर, धूप अँड दीप एव्हरीथिंग, अँड विथ ग्रेट डिवोशन ॲज पर अवर पेरेंट्स इन्स्ट्रक्शन इज वर्शिपिंग द देवी. ओके, जस्ट इमॅजिन द सीन, हा देवी इज इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू अँड यू आर वर्शिपिंग देवी, विच इज एनग्रॉस्ड. सी इन वृंदावन धाम नथिंग हॅपन्स विदाउट ॲब्सॉर्प्शन. इन अवर केस सम वर्क वी डू विथ ॲब्सॉर्प्शन अँड मोस्ट ऑफ द वर्क वी डोंट डू विथ एनी ॲब्सॉर्प्शन. देर इज नो, इट्स लाईक हाऊ विल वी फिनिश दिस वर्क नाव, वेन आय विल गो होम. मोस्ट ऑफ द वर्क वी डू लाईक दिस, ऑल एव्हरीथिंग बिकम्स अनप्लेजंट ऑफ सम टाईम. बट वृंदावन धाम वॉट एव्हर एनीबडी डज, व्हरायटी ऑफ ॲक्टिव्हिटी, एव्हरीथिंग इज फुल ॲब्सॉर्प्शन. वृंदावन इन वन वर्ड इज ॲब्सॉर्प्शन. यशोदा देवी, नंद महाराज, यू नेम एव्हरीबडी, ग्वाल बाल, एव्हरीबडी, सो फुल एनग्रॉसमेंट शी इज वर्शिपिंग. अँड सडनली द देवी ब्लिंक्ड, शी वॉज वंडरिंग हाउ देवी ब्लिंक्ड. But when she looked in the eyes of Devi, she understood this is Krishna. And then Krishna smiled. And she was like, so much overwhelmed, you know, with this kind of, the way Krishna appeared. So she shed tears. And Krishna also shed tears in amazement. In amazement, matlab kya na, itna anand aaya unko, are wow. Sometimes you're too happy with some good things, na. So she was very amazed, very happily amazed. And both of them cried. And they become actually vival, matlab kya bolte hain usko, overwhelmed with that bhav. And another kund of tears were formed called prem vival kund. So in Vrindavan dham we are in this world, we are too gross about everything. Everything is so gross, our anger, our love, our emotion, our attachment, everything is so gross. But whatever is gross here is extremely subtle in Vrindavan. You cannot imagine, unbelievably, inconceivably subtle every emotion in Vrindavan. You can go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into the emotions. And that is spiritual world, where everything is unimaginably intense. And variety of emotions are there in that. Like, we're talking about Viraha. When Krishna sent Uddhav to meet gopis or Brajvasis, the way they expressed that bhavna is, Uddhava was clean bolt, completely clean bolt. So now you can ask me any of that other question. I was talking about Barsana, where we would sit in the night at 9 p.m. on the terrace, pitch dark, only sound system on, harmonium, and everybody will close eyes. And we would sing. And in between, in Rag Bhatiyari, in Rag Shri, many other ragas, many, many ragas we would sing. And we would speak in between also. We chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and in between speak and explain the bhav, and draw people more inside, and again sing. Again people will repeat, again take a break, again music will be on. Harmonium and Mridang Kartal will be softly on. And we will keep singing, speaking about the depth of the holy names and the mood of the holy name that time in that rag. Sometimes we'll tell a story also in between, small story of that bhav. And again we will start singing. And that way one and a half hour we will keep singing only. And then they will close. And because of darkness, there's a purpose behind darkness. Because when the light is there, you become conscious of yourself. You know I'm wearing blue shirt, you know I'm tired, you know I'm very young, I'm beautiful, whatever. Today I'm wearing my favorite shirt, today I'm wearing my favorite this. Today I've just taken bath and put fresh perfume which I brought yesterday. All this cognizance is there when light is there. But when it's become pitch dark, you can easily detach yourself from your body, from the point of consciousness. And another thing of being aware of your body is when others are watching you. When I know you are watching me, I'm quite conscious about how my shirt is, how my dress is, how my hair is my body, face oily or not. I'm just very conscious about it. But when it's dark, I don't care for anybody, but nobody's watching me. Everybody's closed eyes. I am closed eyes, so I don't exist in bodily platform. So easy to transcend or practice transcending. That's why we make it dark. And we explain, now we are in dark, now forget that you are his body. You are not this body. You are spirit soul. You are only Krishna's child. Everything else is standing still now. All your relationships, all your professions, all your duties, everything is standing still now. And it is you and the holy name. Now you connect in this mood. And that's how you go deeper and deeper and deeper in the holy name. And actually you can relish the sweet nectar of the holy name. And that's how we can become more close to the Lord. Yes.